Well, good evening, Audio Boo. It's Agent Turbo Stream. Standing right on the edge of the entrance to Milford Haven. I'm literally the other side of the bay to where I was before. So we're at the mouth of the Milford Haven entrance. We've got a big ship coming out. Not quite sure what it does. It's fairly flat with a big house on the end of it, and a wheelhouse, some kind of small container ship type thing. So we're standing in front of an old ruin, and the map calls it Cast Rock House. So I'm guessing at some point in the past there's a little house on the end of a rock. I'm guessing that the majority of it has fallen into the sea. There's just three half built walls. You can see a small window. I don't know how old that is. It's got to be a few hundred years old, I think. And gradually over time it's just slowly collapsed into the sea. But I can clearly see St Anne's Head, where I was two or three weeks ago. I can see the lighthouse that I've so loved. I found out the price of that now, £975,000. So if anybody wants to lend me a fiver. So if I look to my left, all I can basically see is the Irish Sea. There's one boat on the horizon, right to the left as far as I can tell. Dark clouds, and we've got bits of light where the sun's filtering through. There's light and dark patches. You can see all the marker buoys where the ships pass through, showing the channels. If I look into the haven itself, I can see towards Dale, where I parked my car when I went for my walk last time. There's a curious thing as well. Where I parked my car today is a place called Angle. And just as the bay comes out, there's a rock with a building built onto it out of concrete. Now, according to the OS map, it's called a hotel, but I pretty much doubt it's a hotel. I suppose it could be. I'm guessing some kind of Second World War military installation. Maybe there's some kind of radar station on there in the past. So I can see a small pilot boat as well in the haven. Now we're just checking on the progress of this ship that's coming out. You get the full view of the haven, you get the gas installations. There's also curious things on the headland on the opposite side of the haven. You've got these two massive great, for want of better words, they're direction signs. I can see one with a white square with a black line down the middle. The other one I can't see because I'm parallel with it. But I think if I remember rightly, those are to guide the massive tankers in when they come out and come in. So I can cross this one off of my bucket list now. I've stood on both sides of the entrance to Milford Haven. Not sure what the small boat is. Looks like some kind of pilot boat, I'm not totally sure. It's not a tug. So it's a fishing boat, I don't know. So what we'll do, we'll wrap the boat there, and I'll take a picture of this ship coming past this old ruin. So once again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you up in the next boat. Well, I just thought I'd add a slight bit of additional information. So the boat's come out of the haven with a small boat next to it. So they've gone into the open sea. The small boat's gone alongside the big vessel. And I'm guessing what's happened is that these big ports, same as Bristol, I'd imagine Southampton and places, Portsmouth, where they have a, what they call a pilot. So I'm guessing that the pilot has steered the ship out into the safety of the bay. And now the pilot's got off the ship onto this small boat and he's now heading back to port. So I'm guessing that's what's happened there. So carry on walking.